setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation. A conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. In other words, your purpose. You have a unique role. That means you are needed and you must do it. And we look at the relationship between your overall purpose in life and we connect it to your work because that's how we contribute. Really, two ways. Professionally and relationally. Think about that. Outside of your job and your family, then there's just not much left. Now, there are some hobbies, you know, maybe you have a hobby of coaching young people or whatever. But the reality is that that's even quasi-professional in that you're not doing it for a family member. You're not playing a role for a family member. You're playing a role for somebody else. So the idea here is that you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. And you know that inherently. And so we want to help you figure out what that is and then how to get there. Some of you are on that path. You just want to get there a little faster. So we're just going to help you move from paycheck to purpose. Some of you need the paycheck to get out of debt. We'll help you. Some of you, you just want to get on purpose. You want to work in that dream job and expand that dream and leave a legacy. And so no matter who you are, you're here because you're not where you want to be and you want to get there. And so I'm your guy. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But as I like to do from time to time, I like to share something from a personal experience or observation. And I want to encourage a portion of our audience right now, those of you who are trying to move up, you're really in that get promoted stage. You want to grow so that you can go, right? You just want to move up. For a myriad of reasons, you want to move up. And you're striving for it, and you've recently gone after it, and you didn't get it. And it's disappointing to say the least. All manner of emotions wrapped around what is essentially a rejection. And I've talked about this on the show many times, and I think it's time for a revisit. How to turn rejection into redirection. Now, let me tell you what made me think of this last night. So Madison, I know, doesn't watch American Idol, and I know Joe doesn't. But it is a family show for the Colemans. 15-year-old Ty's too cool, so he's in the Madison category. And Joe doesn't care, so I don't know what category that is. But it is still a favorite show for us, and largely because we as humans love to see the human spirit triumph. We just do. We love to see the triumph, and we're sad when somebody falls. And so last night, I'm reminded of the journey that many of our audience is on. You know what you're going after. These kids know. They want to be American Idols. They want to be a big-time successful recording artist. Music is their jam. So these kids aren't confused. They're going for it. And so last night, they went from the top 12, and so now they get the top 10, and this is the last step, right? And then it's just week by week, whoever lasts. And so I was watching the kids. They all stand them up on the stage, and one by one, it's brutal. Right? But that's life. They get selected. You made it. You're in the top 10. So you go over here to the winner's circle. And then we're down to the last four and only one gets. So three have to walk off, essentially defeated. But I was reminded of something. And these kids know that. They were disappointed. There's no question they're disappointed. They wanted to keep going. But as they walked off that stage, they walked away, yes, defeated on some level. Yes, they were rejected by the American people who vote for their favorites. But those kids aren't losers. Those kids won't stay down if they choose to keep moving forward. Here's why. They beat a lot of really talented people. They're in the high percentage of people that are still quite successful on this very difficult journey. And they've gotten experience and exposure. That's what they walk away with. And then if they channel it properly, they ought to walk away with a lot of confidence. Nobody knew who they were before the competition. They hadn't really steeled themselves, many of them, in performing under pressure. I don't know how in the world you could ever perform like that in any other environment. And so I want those of you who recently got turned down from an opportunity that would have been a nice break for you, maybe even the big break, for those of you who have not quite gotten the opportunity for your audition, for that performance, you feel as though you're overlooked. I want you to hear something. The fact that you're still in the game, that you're still standing, is not only a compliment to you, but you ought to have tremendous confidence that, hey, I'm going to break through. It may not be right now because I'm in the waiting, or I may have just gotten passed over or rejected, however you want to say that. But look at the experience I got in this process. I mean, look at what I walked away from. And those kids that exit that stage last night, at some point when the disappointment wears off, they're going to be left with the fact that, wait a second, I got equipped and I got some experience and I am way better off than I was prior to this. And even though I haven't gotten my ticket yet, my door hasn't completely opened, man, look where I came from. And I think it's really important for those of you who are in that stage five of get promoted and you're working towards that dream job, that you, in the midst of the disappointment or the waiting, let's call it those two areas, that you look back and go, where was I 2 years ago? Where was I 5 years ago? For that matter, where was I 6 months ago? And remind yourself, the fact that you are prepared for an opportunity, that interview, if you will, you're prepared for the promotion, even though you haven't gotten your opportunity yet, or you just got passed over because somebody else got the vote and you didn't. Regardless of what the situation is, when you're there, think of all you've done just to get to this point. And you can't get where you want to go without being where you are. That means even in the waiting. You can't get seen by the doctor until you get to the waiting room. Right? So think about it. You've checked in. You're in the waiting room. Some of you, you've been pushed to a different opportunity. Thought it was here. They said no. So this is that turn rejection into redirection. For those of you that are still waiting, understand that it is patience and perseverance. That means showing up day in and day out, putting yourself where you need to be in that waiting room. That's the perseverance, showing up. I mean, those of you who've done this, try to get concert tickets or tickets to buy, you'll show up. Let's use a ridiculous example. Right? These people that do Black Friday, you show up crazy hours in the morning, stand in a really long line just for the opportunity. So it is perseverance to show up and patience to wait. That's the magic. That's what nobody talks about. But the men and women that win and get where they want to go, they persevere and they're patient. Hold on to that. Don't you dare quit. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Welcome back to Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. Don't forget our Get Hired event, the second installment of this popular live stream event. It will be coming to you live on April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. 8 Eastern, 7 Central. is the time, April the 27th, and going to be coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions Worldwide headquarters. We're going to have a live crowd. And then for those of you that can want to watch anywhere in the world with an internet signal, tickets start just at $20. If you go to kencolma.com and click on the store, you can get it there. You can also go to ramseysolutions.com/events. And you can get your ticket there. Tickets start at just $20. We have several ticket tiers that includes a very premium ticket with a coaching session from me. So go check it out. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to the phones. Laura joins us in Huntsville, Alabama. Laura, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Laura. What's up?
Okay, so I am currently applying for a position that I would be just super excited to get, and I'm trying to make sure that my resume and my application is all looking good and strong so I can get noticed. I have tried to trim my resume down, but it's still, the credentials are on the second page where it shows my degrees and this and that, and I'm wondering if there's something else I need to cut out, because everything I've included is relevant to the job I'm applying for, including one job that was just a short-term contract job in 2020. It wasn't planned to be short-term, but it fizzled out, and it was a contract job. So I don't know if that's a plus or minus to add that.
How long was the job?
It was about 6 months.
And you're only putting relevant information in anyway, so you don't have like a chronological timeline.
I do on this one. Should I take
I don't know.
That's what this resume builder told me to do, so I don't know.
Yeah. So are you using my template, or are you getting advice from resume?
No, I don't even know. I've been tweaking it over the years, so I'm not even sure where it came from. But
yeah, well, the answer is you're not using mine, because my resume guide is very clear. So you can go download that at kencolman.com and take my advice, because I'm very, very clear on how I think you should build a resume, and it really makes your resume stand out. And it is my preference that your resume be one page, because it just, people aren't going to spend time reading a novel. But you're saying it's just a little bit of bleed over, so it's not a cardinal sin. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
I would go read my resume guide, because that's my long-winded, very detailed answer. To get my full take on it. But in this situation, if you feel like removing it creates a question mark and it is relevant, then I'm fine with you putting it in there. I would go back and look at your resume and go, can I cinch some words up? Less is more. You know, and so can I get it all on one page if I just tighten the amount of copy I have? I would look at that. Mm-hmm. It's worth the exercise. But it's not the end of the world.
Right.
It's not the end of the world if it's more than one page. I prefer one page.
Okay.
I show people how you can do that. I'd go get my free resume guide and read it. It's a very simple, straightforward PDF. It has a free template in it that you can use. And we also have six other templates that you can buy for $10 that are really, really awesome. And it guides you through the process of how to do it and why to do it. But in your case, it doesn't seem like it's the end of the world. Certainly if it's relevant. And let me just, for those of you that are new to the show, kencolman.com, and go to our resources, and you can get the free guide. But I recommend only relevant information. If somebody goes, well, there's some gap in your employment, you go, no, there isn't. I can give you my entire employment history if you'd like and have it ready. Because then they go, oh, okay, great. But I only put in relevant stuff that's the most relevant for you. And then again, that makes you just look so confident. And it's enjoyable for someone to read. 844-747-2577 is the number. Andrew's up next in Sioux Falls, Iowa. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, it's a pleasure. Thanks for talking.
You bet. I'm thrilled to talk to you. What's up?
Hey, I'm thrilled myself. All right. So I just have a few notes here. I'm going to try to make it as concise as possible for you.
Sure.
So I moved up here with my wife. To be closer to our family, because we are starting to have a family somewhat soon in December, which is exciting.
Yes.
But I've been at a position in a beverage manufacturer and distributor company, and I've been there for about 6 months. I've had prior leadership experience, and I've been a director at a restaurant franchise prior to this. And the only position open at this manufacturer was a certain, you know, entry level, and been there for about 6 months. They've said I've done a phenomenal job, really love me, keep telling me, be patient. So it's really relevant to what you were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And so I'm in that waiting game. But I'm also, it's a type of company that kind of, it's so established to where it just, unless people retire or kind of pass away, those positions don't really open that much. And I've kind of sat down with some account managers above me where I wanted to go and kind of asked them, and they said, that's just kind of how the way it is. Or they just said, you know, your turn will come.
So let me ask a really quick question. Are those two different groups of people, the people that are telling you to be patient, that a promotion's coming, and then the account managers that are just more like colleagues, are those two different people or all the same group that say, well, the only way it's going to happen is when somebody retires or dies?
Pretty close to the same group. They're all leadership.
So they're telling you to be patient, but being patient is really a roll of the dice. It could be a really long wait.
Correct. Exactly. And so that's why I wanted to get kind of your take on it, because I'm thinking of financial stability for my wife and I, and thinking of, you know, future long term. And I'm willing to be patient, but I'm thinking, you know, how long is too long for a company to kind of push the button on them?
Let me reframe this, and I'm going to have you answer your own question, but I'm going to do my best to reframe this. Okay.
Okay.
So, before you and your wife got married, okay, let's go back there. And so you ask her out, and what has she said to you? Andrew, I really like you. I think you're a great guy. I think you're cute. All the things, whatever she would say. And she said, and I'm going to eventually say yes to you. There's a good chance I'm going to say yes to going out on a date with you. But not until my current boyfriend either breaks up with me or dies. What would you do? How would you receive that? What would be your situation with her? Would you wait until the boyfriend breaks up with her, or she decides to break up, or something bad happens and they break up, or the guy dies? What would your take be?
Well, that depends on if you're talking about like a really spiritual answer or not. but if you're thinking of just face value, probably it wouldn't exactly make me really want to invest if I know that it could always be an unknown. I want to move on with my life.
Okay, good. That's I didn't want to over-spiritualize it. You gave me the correct answer.
Yeah.
You would be like, I don't think she's for me.
So let me throw you a real quick curveball.
All right.
I've moved around and had several different jobs in my life, and I have kind of this family pressure of not leaving a job too quick. And so because I've had, you know, quick ones and moving and layoffs and all these random ones, that I'm just kind of frustrated and tired of it. And so I'm kind of really desiring not to leave. So how do
you balance that? Wait. You desire not to leave, or you desire not to leave because you're going to get grief from your family?
Both. I'm exhausted of trying to find getting another job. But
all right. Well, then you've answered your own question. My answer is I'd start looking, and I'd look for a better long-term scenario, which is essentially just a ladder. You know the kind of work you want to do. You know why you want to do it. True or false?
True.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I would be looking. I'm not leaving. I'm going to keep stability for my wife and baby on the way. I'm not jumping off a cliff. But I'm looking. And it may take me 6 months. It may take me 9 months. Maybe it takes 30 days. I don't know. But I'm looking for an opportunity where I can go in, and I know that I got a chance to get an opportunity to move up, and I'm in a better culture. Because right now you're in a really stagnant, just this the way we do it, kind of sacred cow organization. But if you don't have the emotional fortitude and the stomach to do this right now, fine. There's no shame in that. Then stay and wait it out until you got the stomach to do it. But me personally, I'd be looking. It doesn't hurt to look. You could still be queasy and look because you're not acting. So I think you got to trust your heart on this. I personally would be looking because I'm not going to wait around. Feels yucky. You like me, but you don't love me. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Coming to you from our Nashville studios, this is the Ken Coleman Show. And now, oh my goodness, this is fun. Is it Malaga? Is that how I say that? Malaga. I always try. People say, do they give you prompts when it's really difficult? Otherwise, they know I like to try to see if I'm hooked on phonics. Malaga, Spain is where we're going. I love this because of the podcast of the radio show. People are listening and calling from around the globe. And I love it. Claudio is up in Malaga, Spain. Claudio, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thank you very much for taking this call. It's great to finally hear you. I was in the live chat earlier, by the way, so you've probably seen me around there.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, so I'm gonna try and summarize this. So basically, I work as an IT developer. I work with databases. I love my job, but I'm also passionate about cryptocurrencies and blockchain. So I've got a YouTube channel, which I started back in 2018, and I haven't made any income in the last, like, few years while I was doing it. But in the last, like, say, 3 months, I started making quite good income as cryptocurrencies have become popular and everyone's looking for to do sponsored content on my channel and things like that, right? So that has helped. However, I'm not sure when I should potentially change to a full-time YouTuber, because I'm really passionate about it. I put out daily content, but my concern is the actual income, is that it's not really stable, right? It fluctuates quite a lot. But if we were to say, like, as an average, I would say I'm making almost double what I'm making on my full-time job just from, you know, YouTube sponsors and cryptocurrencies alone.
Whoa, hold on a second, Claudio. Hold on. This is exciting. I want to make sure I heard you correctly. You're, even with the volatility of what you're saying is the YouTube revenue, you're making double on YouTube right now than what you are in your day job as a programmer? Developer?
Exactly.
Dude, yeah, what are you doing with that? What are you doing with that YouTube money?
Yeah, well, it's crypto. I get paid in cryptocurrencies by sponsors.
Right, but you can turn that crypto into cash, can you not?
I can, but my concern is that it's not something that is sustainable long term. I think it's just a temporary hype because we had a bear market between 2018 and 2019, and it hasn't really started picking up till towards the end of 2020. So my concern is when the next bear market comes, how will that, you know, impact me? So, you know, I'm kind of trying to find a way of, when do you think, financially speaking, I could be comfortable?
The answer is when you are making enough that you actually can use. So it's so simple, it's almost a silly response. But until you cash out the cryptocurrency, you can't use that money unless, again, we start to see. So it comes down to, you're the crypto expert. You know, in the next 2 to 3 years, are we going to start seeing, you know, not just investing in it, but is it going to become, you know, a, let's call it, mainstream currency, to where all that crypto that you have right now turns into essentially cash for you?
Right.
So, you know, you're not, I understand what you're saying. You're making double if you use numerics. But the reality is you're not cashing in any of that crypto, you're holding it. So
exactly,
you're not actually making double until you decide, am I going to cash some of this in or am I going to hold this long term? And then you're playing the whole, is crypto going to crash again? You know, is it going to sustain? Is it going to hang around? I got to tell you, I've talked to some guys that are really, really smart around it. I don't think it's going anywhere. So
yeah,
on one hand, it's an easy answer. The easy answer is you leave your day job when your dream job is taking care of you. You can live off of it. That's the easy answer. And that is your answer. How you go about getting there, that's up to you. But the answer is you don't leave the day job until the dream job can fund you and take care of you, take care of your needs, and not just scrape by. I mean, like, you're stable. So it's about stability. And so you have to answer the stability question. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. No, and the other thing I wanted to say is with regards to rent. So I do pay rent. I don't own a property. So I'm thinking that I should probably get into to own a property before I even think about switching to full-time YouTube, right?
Not necessarily. Again, it comes back down to stability. So whatever you pay in rent, if you bought something, you know, how much less would your mortgage be? And then we want you to eventually pay the house off. But no, it doesn't have to be that. Again, this all comes down to cash flow and what is reasonable, what's reasonable living expenses for you. It just, look, dude, how much crypto do you have?
Well, a lot.
Insane. All right. So if you, so let me ask you this, and you don't have to share any of this if you don't want to, but to give you a little bit more concrete answer, you got a lot. So if you cashed in, how much would you have to cash in? You don't have to tell me the numbers, but give me a percentage. How much would you have to cash in of what you have right now to then go buy a home cash? That would immediately save you a good chunk of money, correct? On a monthly basis.
Okay.
How much? How much? Yeah. If you've got a lot.
Yeah, to buy a property. Yeah, to buy a property with cash, I would need to take out about 70%.
70%.
That would put me in a bad situation in terms of my portfolio for crypto. Because a lot of that portfolio also pays dividends.
I get it. But what I'm telling you is to consider it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying if you, because you're getting paid more. You're going to keep getting more crypto because of the popularity of your show, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, basically, I'm doing a niche within a niche, so that actually helps because I'm like the only guy focusing on this specific niche.
Yeah, but just imagine right now, all I'm asking you to consider is, I understand what you're saying. You're like, Ken, I got this big long-term strategy, but you're the guy calling me going, I want to get out of my day job, but I can't afford to. Well, if you're going to constantly reload on crypto and you go buy a house and you have no other debt and you cashed in enough crypto to be debt-free and have no house payment, how would that change your ascension into this full-time?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think that would be great.
Well, you
got to
consider.
My only concern is when the bear market comes, how will that impact me? And then
I would have
to go back to a full-time job.
Yeah, but wait a second. If when the bear market comes, you're going to lose all that value anyway.
Yeah.
True or false?
True. No, it's true.
I mean, if the crypto is priced at a high point right now and the bear market comes and you're holding on to it, then it's worth way less versus while it's hot, sell while it's hot and change your finances. You wouldn't need as much. I just think you have to sit down and weigh the numbers. Like, if you're worried about crypto taking another crash, then I'd cash. Well, that's good advice right there, but that's up to you, brother. You got to do that. I can't tell you what to do on that, but if people are paying you right now in crypto, you didn't go invest it. It's not your money that you invested in crypto. They're giving you shares. That's found money, brother, to change my life financially. And because you're worried about crypto eventually getting devalued to the point that you're calling it a crash, unless I'm missing something, Joe, I'd cash that in, wouldn't you?
In a heartbeat.
He didn't invest in it. It's not his money. People are giving him crypto shares, and he's worried about it crashing, and he could cash in 70% of what he has, and he could be and own a home outright. Dude, I'd be like running to the crypto bank as fast as I possibly could because, you know, it's, you know, he's still getting crypto. People giving him more and more and more. That's just, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. Madison, you're very savvy. I'd cash in some of that crypto, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's tempting. It's real tempting.
If he's worried about it crashing.
Right.
He's an expert on this. I'm not. I'm just going with what I'm being dealt with here. But you can't leave the day job right now, Claudio. You can't do it because you're not, unless you cash in some stuff. So I don't know, man. If people were giving me stock to a company right now in return for services, Joe, and I was worried that, hey, this stock is at a really high point. Everybody out there says it's at a really, really high point. Baby, I'm going to take the hit. I'll take the tax hit. Somebody gave me money. I want to make my financial life better and more stable. I can always work. I may not always be able to cash it in at this price. That's the way I look at it. I don't know. We'll see. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. The Ken Coleman Show continues to bring you clarity so that you can confidently step out on the path to fulfilling your purpose in your work. You were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. In other words, somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. And that is in your work. You were given talent, things you do best, passion, work that fires your soul up. And then you're given a sense of mission, results that you know you're supposed to contribute to this world. I want to help you figure that out. And if you already know it, you're on your path, and you just want to get there a little bit faster, a little bit better, let's go. 844-747-2577. Caesar joins us in Gettysburg, Maryland. Caesar, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
I'm living
the
dream.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
That's great. That's great. Well, I've listened to your show, and I'm interested in currently making a career change as soon as possible. Just to give you a little bit of information about myself, months ago I got my MBA from Liberty University, and I currently work in media production for a church. But I feel like I want to do something that is a little bit more meaningful to me, use my strengths, and help me meet my current financial needs. And my challenge is that I have a lot of interest, you know, and it's hard for me to remain focused on one path for that transition. So that's the reason why I called you, you know, to just try to figure out what is it that, you know, God wants me to do as far as, you know, what he has gifted me with.
Well, it sounds to me like you might be either confused or I'm misunderstanding how you're saying it, because I thought you said you know what you want to do, but you weren't sure which was the right path to get there. But then at the end, you kind of said, I need help figuring out what God wants me to do. So what is it?
There are some, you know, I did the exercises that, the clarity exercises, and yeah. I sort of have an idea.
Tell me the idea. I think a guy like you is so meaning. You're so well-meaning. You're so intentional. I think you know what the big dream is. What's the big dream? If I could fast forward you 20 years down the road and you're crushing it, what are you doing? You've already thought of it. You've already, yeah. As soon as I said it, your brain registered an answer. And then that big long breath was, how is it that I'm going to say this? I want you to just say what came in your mind and then I'll work it through with you. What popped in your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say
sure.
It.
Inspiring people to be great, to be the best that they can be.
Okay. All right. Let's dive. So that's really high level, not a lot of detail there, but that's fine. What are some of the ideas you have now that ultimately lead to that? Because there's the answer. There's some clues in those ideas. What are these ideas that you've got bouncing around in your head?
For me, it would be sort of doing some motivational speaking.
Okay. What else?
I thought about perhaps creating content like podcasts, videos.
Great. Now, how hard was that? That's what you want to do. You gave me the very high-level missional answer, results that you want to create, right? I want to help people be the best version of themselves. Is that a fair description of what I heard from you?
Correct.
Okay. Specifically, are there a group of people that you lean towards more than others, or is it just anybody that'll hear the sound of your voice?
That's where I have a little bit of challenge discerning what that is, because, I mean, based on my degree, what I've started, I was thinking helping businesses probably scale up.
I don't think that's what you want. I think you're defaulting to that because that's what you got your degree in. You feel silly if you don't use it. I don't think that's what your heart's telling you. Is that true or false?
True.
All right. So who's your heart want to help? Who are the people you want to help? What problem do they have? And then how are you going to solve it? I know the answer to how you're going to solve it. Speaking, creating content, writing. I get it. You've already answered that for me. Who are the people you most want to help? And don't overthink it. Answer it. Now, go.
Fundamentally, I would say people who are stuck.
Yeah, so you want to do it. So you want to do a version of what I'm doing. True or false?
What's the question again? Sorry.
You want to do a version, your version of what I'm doing.
Sort of, yep.
Yeah, okay, then you got to own that. So the question becomes, how do you do it? And it's too early to know because you haven't started on this path. So what you have to start doing right now is consuming more of Ken Coleman's show, who are some other people out there that are doing something similar to what you want to do, or at least it resonates with you. And you read books and you listen to other shows and you start speaking, start writing, start maybe creating concepts and ideas for a podcast and help people that you can help right now. You got to test this. You got to see if you got the gut to do it. Meaning it seems really cool, but the reason that you're lacking confidence is because you're not 100% clear on who and why. And the reason you're not clear on who and why is because you've not dabbled. You haven't even tried to test it. Am I right?
Correct.
Oh, how did I know that? So here's the deal. Stop all the pressure thinking and just start going out and helping some people in front of you, in your zip code, in Gettysburg, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Start writing some stuff and put it out there. And while you're doing all that, start consuming more and more of the stuff that you like. What do you like about my show? And I'm not looking for compliments, but what resonates with my show to you?
The fact that you are helping people achieve their dreams.
What does that make you feel like when you hear me help somebody get unstuck?
It makes me feel, I enjoy that.
Yeah. You want to do it for somebody else.
Yep.
Okay then. So start testing and start trying it out. So here's your homework assignment. Number one, beyond the Ken Coleman Show, I want you to find some books or other podcasts that are engaging in helping people in the area that you think you want. You just got to surround yourself and just soak it in. It's like you become a human sponge. And in doing so, then you begin to develop your own voice and your own way of saying it, maybe your own methodology. But you gotta study it. You got to consume it before you can prepare it and deliver it. Let me say that again. Because this isn't just for Caesar. If you want to share content and be a thought leader, a content provider, let me tell you what you have to do first. You must study it, the stuff that moves you. Like, there's lots of different voices and they say it a lot of different ways. What do you like? What resonates with your heart? Study it. And not just study it, then go from studying it, how they do it, why they do it, what do they say, then consume it. The stuff that moves you, the stuff that doesn't move you, forget it. Study it and consume it. You must do that before you can prepare it, meaning think of yourself as a chef and deliver it. I got to go hang around a chef and study how the chef does it. Then I got to eat what the chef is making and go, do I like that or would I put a little bit more salt in that? Or does that need to be a little sweeter? Does it need to be a little spicier? Does it need to be a little blander? Whatever it is. I must study how the chef prepares it. I must eat what the chef is preparing for me to begin to get to a point where I can be a chef and prepare and deliver my own recipes. It's no different. So many people want to just get out there and they want to write and help. And I love your heart, Caesar. But here's the deal. You got to figure out what your spin on it is. In other words, you got to find your voice. Not Ken Coleman Light, and that's not what you were suggesting, but I'm just simply saying, I get this call a lot, and I want to help people develop content, but it's got to come from a place of mission. So talent, what you do best. Obviously, Caesar, you better have the talent of communication. You can develop that into a sharp skill. You better love coaching people and preparing content that'll help people and researching and testing and engaging and blah, 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 blah. You got to love all that kind of work. Advising, guiding, leading, influencing. You got to love it. And then you got to be about seeing people's light bulbs turn on. And I think you are. I think you've answered that very clearly. So that's great news. But what specifically, when we get into mission, yes, I want to help people, but help them do what? Overcome what? What is the problem you most get fired up about solving? I get fired up about solving people's lack of purposeful direction in their life. That's what I'm all about that. Are you on purpose? If you're not, I'm all about helping you get there. You got to know. I'll tell you what I do know. That music means my time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.